Unit 9. What is it made of?
第九单元。它是用什么制造的?
What is it made of? Lesson 33. Unit 9.
第九单元第三十三课。
Now first, please look at the dialogue. Hi, Ling Tao.What's this called in English? Oh, it's a writing brush. Look, this is a writing brush. So in Chinese, call it 毛笔, a writing brush. What's this called in English? What's this called in English? That is, what is this called in English?
意思是这个东西英文叫什么?
What is this called in English? What's it made of? What is it made of?
它是用什么做的呢?
It's made of bamboo and animal's fur.
它是用竹子和动物的毛做的。
It's made of bamboo and animal's hair. What's it used for?
它是用来干什么的呢?
It's used for writing. It is used for writing.
是被用来写字用的。
I see, that's interesting. Can I have a try? Yes, please.
好、哦、我明白了太有意思了。
Can I have a try?
我能试一试吗?
Yes, please.
在刚才这段对话里面特别要注意啊出现了好几次这样的结构。
What is it called in English?
这个东西英文叫什么?
Is called. What is it made of?
这个东西是用什么制造的?
What is it made of? Is made. What is it used for?
它是用来干什么的?
Is used.
被用来干什么? 那么这呢是本单元大家将要学习的一个新的语法结构叫被动语态。
Okay. Now,Please do similar practice.
请大家做类似的对话练习。要求用后面的表格里面所提供的一些词。请注意要用这样的结构。
What is it made of? What is it made of?
意思是这个东西是用什么做的。
It is made of.
它是用什么制作的?
What is it used for?
这东西是用来干什么的?
It is used for.
它是被用来做什么用的?
Now please look at the boxes.
请大家看这个表格里面的所用的词。Pan. Pan.平底锅 metal 金属 cooking 做饭烹饪
So what's this? Or what is it called in English?
It's called pen.
It's a pen. What is the pen made of? It is made of metal. What is it used for? It is used for cooking
glass, 玻璃杯 glass, 玻璃
drinking,
喝水
What is the glass made of? It is made of glass. What is used for? It's used for drinking.
啊，玻璃杯是什么做的？是用玻璃做的。那么，它是用来干什么的呢？玻璃杯是用来喝水的。 好，请大家看这边呢，都是相应的一些物品，这 pan 平底锅 glass 玻璃杯 jacket 衣服夹克衫 stamp 邮票 key 钥匙 bookshelf 书架。那么中间的一个方框里面呢，都是表示物质的名称，这 metal 金属 glass 玻璃wool 羊毛 paper 纸 metal 金属 wood 木头木材。那么后面呢都是由 ing 构成的短语啊 cooking 做饭 drinking 饮水喝茶 keeping warm 是保暖 sending letters 是寄信Opening doors, 开门 Storing books, 来存放书籍 OK? 好我们同学们可以用这样一些词语做替换练习 For example, What is the bookshelf made of? 书架是用什么做的 The bookshelf is made of wood 书架是用木头做的是用木材做的Now, what is the bookshelf used for? 那么书架是用来干什么的呢? It is used for storing books, 是用来存放书籍的。请注意, is made of, is used for, 这个结构的运用。Now, let's come to the next dialogue. Ask and answer. Look at the pictures and talk in pairs.What's this called in English? What's this called in English? It's a stamp. What is it made of? It's made of paper. What's it used for? It's used for sending letters. Where is it made?那么这个东西是在什么地方制造的呢? I guess it is made in 什么地方?你可以猜想一个地方。For example, I guess it is made in the USA. 我想这大概是在美国印的。那 it is made in the USA. 那么请大家注意这个结构。It is made of. It is used for. It is made.这是一个新的语言结构。那么这个结构呢，我们把它叫 passive voice, 被动语态。被动语态的构成是由 am, is, are, 加上动词的过去分词构成。例如 I love you, 我爱你。我爱你，这是一个主动语态。我是爱的动作的发出者，你是爱的对象。那么在生活之中，往往要用被动结构。For example, 当把你作为主语，那么你是爱的对象，所以你就不能说 you love。那么如果用 you love, 就是你爱什么呢？So you are loved. 那么意思是你被爱，你受到了某人的爱。So you are loved by me. 就是你受到了我的爱戴。因此上面 I love you 叫做主动语态。You are loved by me. 你受到我的爱戴是一个被动语态。那么被动语态的动词结构是由am, is, are 是动词加上动词的过去分词构成。下面我们做三道练习。Please look. We study English at school. People eat rice in the south. People enjoyed music in the city. 我们在学校学英文。 南方人吃大米啊，人们在南方是吃大米的。People enjoy music in the city. 在这个城市里面，人们都喜爱音乐。那么这三个句子呢，都是主动语态。因此 study, eat, enjoy 是用的动词的主动形式。那如果把它改为被动语态，也就是 English 变成被动语态的主语， rice 变成被动语态的主语， music 变成主语的时候，那么动词要发生什么样的相应变化呢？ Now please do these exercises. So you see the answers are English is studied at school, rice is eaten in the south, music is enjoyed in the city. 请注意 here study is changed into is studied.English is studied at school. 在学校，英语是被学生们学习的。Rice is eaten in the south. Is eaten 是被吃。Rice is eaten in the south. 在南方是吃大米的，叫大米被吃。Eat is eaten. The is eaten 是 eat 的被动形式。Music is enjoyed in the city. 音乐在这个城市受到人们的喜爱。Enjoy. People enjoy. And here, music is enjoyed in the city. 那么要掌握好被动语态，一定要记住啊，动词的过去分词形式，特别是那些不规则动词的过去分词形式。Well, so much for this lesson.